Well, happy 250th birthday. Almost. Cheryl McCrary is here. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Good morning, Don, and everybody in Racine. Doing great this morning.
Now, get a little closer to the mic. I don't want to miss any word you have to say. You are so decked out today. You came in, you got the crown, you got the sash. We'll talk all about that. You got that whole 4th of July look going on, and whoa, put me to shame.
Well, you got to get ready. Got to get ready. The 250th this year, celebrating Racine this year, and our parade. We're number 93, we just found out, so... Here we go.
You know, I went to a thing, a talk at the library the other day, and the lady was from the Daughters of the American Revolution, DAR, and she gave a talk on the 9 American Revolutionary War vets that are buried in Wisconsin. One is going to be in the cemetery where I'm going to be put someday, and it's very interesting, 9 of them, and how they got to Wisconsin. There were actually 40 in Wisconsin. How they got here from New England were... They all fought the British back then. It's a great story on how that all happened and things I didn't know about. I knew he was buried there, but I didn't know how he got here. And my wife and I just started watching the Ken Burns documentary on the American Revolution. It's 20 hours. It's fascinating. Things I never knew before about the actual fighting of the British and what was involved with General Washington and what led up to the actual revolution itself, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, really good. And that's what this is all about, the 250th birthday. And I was looking at the house next door to me. The house was next door to me. It was built in 1880. That's a little over 100 years after the Declaration of Independence was signed. All right, so you love, this is, looks like one of your favorite holidays.
It is. You know, we've been hanging out and doing the parade. My husband's here with me on studio and set this morning this will be our 22nd year for the Racine Parade. So we deck out our float, we build it in a garage, and we trail it down to the Racine Zoo lineup there with Jake and Wendy and all the rest of the awesome crew with the Racine 4th Fest Parade. So we're looking forward to 250th year of America for the anniversary, and proudly wearing my crown and sash to represent All American Mrs. Wisconsin Lady for our state.
Now, When you're in the parade, is it a flatbed you're on?
Yeah, we actually have a trailer that we have, and we decorate it, and it works out really nice because it's a way where we can actually have it where it's applicable for our band to be up there. We have a sound system up there, and we're all praying for no rain this coming weekend. Everybody, come on, Racine, got to pray for no rain or no thunderstorms this Saturday morning.
You know, and it's rain or shine the parade. Thunderstorms,
yes, it is.
No, but rain, right. Yeah, rain, yep. Rain still goes. I don't know how, and I mentioned this to Mark Eichner from the Racine Concert Band. How do you play on a moving truck? I mean, occasionally you're going to hit a bump because they have the manhole covers are not exactly level with the road. Occasionally you're going to hit a bump in the road. And that's got to be pretty tricky for someone standing on a trailer.
Yeah, you try to bring your flat shoes for riding, and then for pictures in between, the girls bring their heels, and then we get pictured up before and after. But yes, you do have to stand very straight on an angle, so to speak, so that when our escort, who does a great job for us, drives us, we're stabilized. And we do got to bungee down a lot of our equipment, and of course, be sure that we have our fire extinguisher on there and all the required parade requirements. Yeah. And we have a small generator that helps generate our sound system. We have a full sound system on there besides that decoration. So it's the full gear out there. So we cover everything, though, to be sure that we don't have any rain. We make sure we come ready to go for that as well.
At least you're not walking the 2.5 miles. I was speaking to the mayor the other day when he was in here. He said, you're walking 2.5 miles? He goes, yeah.
Yep.
I couldn't do it. I could at one time. I don't know. I guess you can if you're waving to people having a good time.
Yes, I know. And seeing some of the dance teams and stuff, too, and some of the gymnasts, it's great to see them. I was a former gymnast as well. And to see them going down with so much energy. And one day, I think we came through passing the Golden Rindell. I think it was almost 100 degrees. I think it was one of those days where it was like heat index was over 100. And we were really, really, oh, boy, we hit the water in between quite a bit. So
I always tape it off Channel 24. Because I want to see what I miss. And one year, I guess he was Horlick High School. I think he could have been Horlick. He was one of the football players, and he did a leap over the golf cart that was in front of them. And after he leaped, he went into 3 somersaults and a jump into the air and landed on his feet. And I saved that because I've never seen anything like that before. He did this on a parade route, and there was no out of breath. There was it leaped over a golf cart. If he would have missed that, it would have been tragic because the golf cart was moving. When he did it, He leaped and then did three somersaults and landed on his feet.
That's amazing. Wow. Thank goodness. We're going to have to probably...
Are you going
to
do that?
Well, no. I'm going to have enough just singing and performing
with the band. Well, you said you were a gymnast.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine doing a flip on... I could do a flip up on you with the crown and the sash up on my deck. You know, bing, here we go. There goes Cheryl over to the side somewhere.
Oh, well, it was nice to have her in the part of the parade anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about... you just got done with a charity, Cards for Vets. What was that about? That was on June 27th.
Yes, that was wonderful with a special friend, Nathi. We actually met down at Bush's and Racine downtown. Really beautiful shop, by the way, if anybody wants to visit from anywhere from bakery items, special order items, and she's got little amazing little cubby holes for different artisans, including Nathi. And we got together and we made cards for vets together. We had families and community participants come in. I did some singing in between. It was absolutely wonderful. And so those cards are presented to vets, and it's just a wonderful way to let them know they're appreciated. So she's been doing this for some time, and it's great to be partnered together to do that. So,
and you know, that is really good to, when you're overseas or wherever you are, even if you're at camp in the United States and you're away from your, you know, loved ones, mm-hmm. just to get letters to read.
Oh, yes.
I was never away from my family. I've tried, but I was never away from my family for that long. And it must be great to get those here. So that's great. Whose idea was that, you know?
Oh, again, that was Nathi. She's Natasha. She's been doing this for some time. And we just are so grateful that we could our partner together again, Cards for Vets. And we also had an opportunity where they could buy a vet a cookie that day at Boucher's. And again, what a great little shop. If anyone hasn't been down there, go check it out. That's right downtown in Racine. And we just absolutely love that. It's just a wonderful little shop. I'm going to continue to promote that real beautiful little boutique downtown in Racine.
We're talking to Cheryl McCreary, and let's talk about your latest venture, Cheryl. It's All-American Mrs. Wisconsin Lady. What is that?
Well, that is a title that I've been assigned to represent our state here in Wisconsin, and Racine is included in that. So that is my title that I have been given to represent, again, the All-American pageant and Mrs. All-American pageant. And this pageant has a really neat history regarding Patricia Sullivan, who is my director. Her husband was a very well-honored and decorated soldier, and to continue to carry his legacy, she has put this in her heart to have a pageant that would also be geared to support our veterans and military around the country.
And the charity we're talking about here today, what's to talk about it?
Operation We Care. What an opportunity to be able to help support our men and women around the country who are serving on the front lines. And so what it is even some of the areas of when I sing, some of the proceeds or donations that come back, we're trying to get that ready so that we can present a check to the Operation We Care and the charity to help out with those soldiers who have been deployed around the country. And it also includes toiletries, personal items that maybe can be helped as well to give to send to them, including some non-perishable food items. So it's a wonderful organization, and it's Operation We Care. And it's just really a blessing that we can be able to help support such a wonderful charity.
You know, I told you I was watching the Ken Burns documentary, The American Revolution. And these soldiers, these aren't just soldiers, they're militia. These are regular people in towns all over New England and Virginia and some from the South who came to fight the British. They went months with hardly any food, no personal care items, forget about that. They didn't have any of that. They wore the same clothes for months. And this is how they fought. And we know the ending. I'm not going to spoil it for you. We won. And I said to my wife, I couldn't survive like that. There's no way. I couldn't survive in today's military. Yet be a militia man or a militia person back in the days of the American Revolution, I couldn't do it. I don't know. I'd be talking British if they put me at the front line. I just couldn't pull it off. And... you know, God bless the soldiers who are doing it. And so if you make their lives just a little bit nicer, a little bit more comfortable, so be it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be scary to be overseas if you're in a foreign country and you know you're living there and your family's back here. And it's got to be scary.
Yes. You know, we are so grateful for all of our men and women who are serving actively and who have gone on before us. My father was with the USMC with, you know, the Marine Corps. So it's great to be able to help sing at a different American Legions and our Moose Lodges. I'll be back up there as well. And it's really amazing to see. And especially during our Racine Parade, when we have the still presentation of our soldiers coming through. I just love that. It's one of my favorite floats of all time.
Here's some of the items they need. Snacks like nuts, trail mix, sunflower seeds, beef jerky, etc. Chef Boyardee. Oh, I love Chef Boyardee ravioli. Oh,
doesn't man. That bring back to a blast in the past for all of us, right?
I mean, blast in the past brings back yesterday. Granola, snack bars, Pop-Tarts, microwavable popcorn, Kleenex pocket packs, drink mix singles, ramen noodles, instant oatmeal, gum, hot chocolate, those kind of things. Now, where would you bring them? How do you get into people?
If they go to the Operation Weight Care website, again, they will be all the information will be there on postage and how to get that all sent off, and they can, you know, get that off to you. So just, I believe they also have the Facebook page, but Operation Weight Care would be the actual website. So people can go there. I believe that also, you know, monetary donations are welcome. And, you know, they've been doing this since July 3rd, 2003. So it was started just by some people, some families that came together, and a mom and local partners that have come together to do this. And the history of the background of it is just beautiful. If you can actually go online, you can go and get all the information. They actually could use volunteers if people wanted to do that. And we're going to try to do some events here again, Heroes, Concert for Heroes. So I'm going to try to do that. We're going to do some music and try to raise some funds for them as well.
You can check out the online wish lists at myregistry.com and amazon.com will have it as well. So the pageant you're involved in now, the All-American pageant, let's see, All-American Mrs. Wisconsin Lady Pageant, it's going to be held in October, Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Actually, it's going to be great. All the husbands of the married pageant participants will be probably walking around enjoying the car show. There's a beautiful car show there at the Ocean City at the hotel where we'll be staying. It's absolutely going to be beautiful. So they're going to probably enjoy that. But we're all doing rehearsals and get ready for that. And I'll be also competing as one of my options to be participating as well. I'll also with interview. We have our evening gown participation and community service, which is one of my favorites here in our city and throughout the Midwest, to sing and share my platform, which is helping to embrace and honor the legacy of our veterans, nation veterans, and our EMS responder heroes, faith, family, and freedom with PTSD awareness.
Okay, Sharon McCreary will be number 93 in the parade. Okay.
Yes, we'll be rolling.
Take all your bathroom breaks in the 80s and wait. So you're back in time for 93.
Exactly. Yes. Come and cheer us on as we come through to represent our state and also our amazing Racine, Wisconsin in the 22nd year of our amazing 4th Fest Parade.
All right, Cheryl, what are we going to hear?
Well, this is going to be a song that we wanted to just go out with. God Bless America. Sing along with us this weekend as we come through. But this is a great song in honor of our 4th of July. God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her, yeah, through the night with the love above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home. God bless America.